It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Mrs. McGee seems to be absorbed in her reading, as Mr. McGee says.
My gosh, Molly, for over an hour you haven't lifted your peepers out of that book.
I just can't pull myself away, McGee. I'm at the part where the private eye has to decide whether or not he's going to protect the lady.
Well, if it was you and me, I'd never falter. I'd be as firm as Prudential's Rock of Gibraltar.
That's cute. Rhymes, too. But you know, Prudential's Rock of Gibraltar doesn't only stand for strength.
Sure, I know. That good old rock symbol represents Prudential Insurance Protection and all the important things it can provide to make a family's future secure.
Actually, Prudential Insurance gives two-way protection. It helps your family have the things they need if Dad isn't here. Money for living expenses, keeping the kids fed, clothed, and in school, paying the mortgage or rent.
And if Dad is here, Prudential Life Insurance means monthly income checks for you both when you're ready to enjoy those happy retirement years.
Boy, when you put it like that, the Prudential Rock looms large on the family landscape.
That's right, folks. And to see how important it can be to you, call your Prudential agent. Ah, for the heck. The minute Molly goes out, I never saw it to fail. All right, I'm coming.
Hi, mister, hi. Come on, girls, hurry.
Oh, it's you, Teeny. Hey, what's the...
Quick, kids, hurry up.
What's going on here?
Wait a minute.
Hey, what the...
Oh, boy, safe at last.
Look, girls. I hope you won't think I'm inquisitive, but...
Quisitive?
What's quisitive?
Well, that's when six little girls wearing baseball caps rush into a man's house and peek out to see if they're being followed, and he wants to know whose window they broke.
It's nothing like that.
No.
You see, yesterday us girls organized a club.
A secret club.
Yeah, a secret club.
It's called the Mystery Ladies, and we...
Yeah, the Mystery Ladies. I'll tell him, Charlotte. I'll tell him.
I'm not Charlotte. I'm Joan.
Yes, she's Joan. I'm Charlotte.
They're twins. They're the Hotchkiss twins.
Oh, that's what they are. Oh, they sure look alike, all right.
Sure. Everybody thinks they're each other, don't they, Joan?
I'm not Joan. I'm Charlotte.
Sure, Kathy. She's Charlotte. I'm Joan.
Oh, boy. They even sound alike. I don't see how you tell them apart.
Anyway, like I say, we organize the Mystery Ladies.
Hey, I'm Kathy Weaver, mister. You can tell me apart, because I'm not twins.
Quit interrupting, Kathy. He don't care.
He does, too.
Anyway, we're having our first meeting of the Mystery Ladies today, Mr. McGee. And we're on our way to our secret clubhouse, and we want to make sure we're not being followed. So that's why we ducked in here.
Well, I'm sure glad we got that cleared up.
Is he the one, Teeny? He's the one that fixes your bicycle?
Yeah, He fixes everything, I betcha.
He doesn't look like Moll and Brando at all.
Who asked you, Susie Pottle, huh?
He doesn't, though.
Now, girls. Gee, willikers, let's not fight over me. There's plenty to go around.
I like him. He's funny.
Yeah. Well... Come on, fellow mystery ladies. The coast is clear. Let's get to our secret clubhouse and have our secret meeting.
Yeah, come on.
Well, have fun, girls. Oh, and Teeny, be sure you take down the minutes of this meeting. I'd like to read them.
The what, mister? Take the what?
The minutes. You know, you got to write down everything that happens. All clubs do that.
I don't have a pencil.
Look over there on the desk. Grab some paper and a pencil. Oh, we got to have minutes, sure. Go ahead.
I don't see a pencil, but... Oh. Okay, I'll write them down. I got something here. Let's go, girls.
Come on.
I'll bring it back after the meeting, mister.
Oh, okay.
And Mr. McGee,
Don't
you worry about what Susie said. I think you look just like Marlon Brando.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, goodbye, kids.
Bye.
Yeah, Teeny and her girlfriends, Doc. You should have been here.
The Mystery Ladies Society, huh?
Isn't that cute? Sounds like the very secret club we girls had when I was Teeny's age.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We called ourselves the Night Owls. Used to meet after dark.
Oh.
Sneak out through our bedroom window and have the meeting in Clara Hooger Stratton's barn. Standing up.
Standing up?
Yeah. Every one of us got caught at one time or another, and none of us could sit down.
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go through it again for $1 million.
No.
No, I'll get it. Pour Doc some more coffee, Molly. I'll be right back.
They were really the days.
Okay, okay, I'm coming. Oh, hello, Teeny. Secret meeting over already?
I got bad news for you, mister. I lost it.
You, huh? Lost what?
Well, you told me to take down the minutes, and I said I haven't got a pencil, and you said take one off the desk.
Yeah, yeah.
Only there wasn't any pencil there, so I borrowed your new gold fountain pen.
What? You mean to tell me you took my brand new nearly gold fountain pen that it cost me $8 to win on the Elks Club punch board and lost it?
You said take the minutes. You told me to take a pencil, and there wasn't any pencil.
Well, come on, let's go find it. Where'd you lose it?
Just follow me, mister.
Well,
gee whiz, now don't get so excited.
Well, gee whiz.
If you're going to be that way, I'll never borrow anything again. So come on, let's hunt for it.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Are you saving as much money as you should? Economists say at least 5% of your regular paycheck should be set aside for the future. Now, here's a way you can do that without cutting corners on your day-to-day budget a bit. Join the payroll savings plan where you work. Have a few dollars set aside regularly in United States savings bonds. It's the easy automatic way to save. Your employer saves it for you before every payday. He'll set aside any amount you save. Because it's money you never count on, you never miss it. And it accumulates almost without your knowing it. Your bonds are delivered automatically, too, one after the other. Before long, you'll have a collection of them. And remember, each United States savings bond you own pays back $4 for every $3 you put in. Extra bonus dollars to add to your own. Enjoy the feeling of security a regular savings plan gives you. Join the payroll savings plan now.
Did you find the fountain pen yet so far? On the ground anywhere?
No, not so far. Let's stop a minute, Teeny. You kids sure picked out a complicated way to get to that clubhouse of yours.
We did that on purpose. It's a secret organization.
I know, you told me. But through all those alleys and across people's backyards, I'm still out of breath from running from that crazy watchdog. What a monster. What kind of a dog was that, anyway?
I don't know. But he was 9 years old. I counted his teeth.
Oh.
He sure could run fast for an old dog, couldn't he?
Yeah.
You didn't do bad yourself.
Well, I'll skip it. Which way'd you kids go from here? We gotta go the exact same route because I gotta find that fountain pen, Teeny. $8 that pen cost me,
and
I...
Oh, well, we'll find it, mister. We'll find it if it takes us all week. Now, let me see. Next, we turn here. And we cut across this field with the rocks and bushes in it.
And now, not so fast, Teeny. Slow down. I gotta look for that pen.
Okay. But if we're gonna go slow, I think maybe we better crawl.
Crawl?
Yeah. At least till we get past this part here. That's what I'd do. Crawl.
Why?
We're on the police pistol range.
What?
Yeah, and if they start practicing like this morning...
Oh, boy!
Hit the dirt! Gee, you did that real good, just like in the movies.
Teeny, you mean to say you kids...
Yeah, smart, huh? Nobody dare try to sneak in our clubhouse, boy. Not with the system we got, because... Wow, that was Prowley, Sergeant O'Malley. He's a dead chat with that...
Never mind that chatter. Crawl, sis. Crawl. Of all the idiotic places.
Well, we're nearly there to the secret clubhouse. Did you find it yet? Anywhere so far, the pen?
No. I don't even care anymore. Why I'll ever let you drag me through alleys and barbed wire fences and police pistol ranges, I'll never know.
Well, This is the last chance. In this culvert here.
Huh?
It's got to be in here because that's the clump house at the other end, see?
Oh. Well, then, let's look around good. Because that pen means a lot to me.
Hey, I know where that pen is. Sure, I remember now where that gold fountain pen is.
You do? Where? Where is it? It's not broken or anything, is it? Where is it?
No, it's fine.
Good.
Goodness. This is embarrassing. I didn't lose it at all. I'll bet you hate me.
We'll go into that later. Where is it?
It's in our secret clubhouse on the meeting table.
I thought you said you lost it on the way to the...
That's what I did. I left it there all the time, right inside the clubhouse on the meeting table.
Yeah, but how could you...
Come on, let's go in and see if it's still there. This is it, this old deserted shack here.
Well, if this ain't the silliest routine I ever got...
Careful, mister. Watch your head. That's it. Well, here he is, girls.
Hey, what's going on here?
I told you kids he could pass the bravery test.
What?
He did. I was with him every inch of the way, and he passed every bravery test.
Bravery test?
Yeah. To see if you got nerves of steel like I told the kids you have.
Hey, what's going on here?
And now... As president of the secret club, it is my distinct honor to pronounce you an honorary mystery lady. All in favor say yay.
Yay!
All against?
No. He don't look like Maul and Brando.
She don't count, so it's anonymous. Congratulations, Mr. McGee, and here's your fountain pen back.
Huh?
I hated to do that, but...
Well, if this isn't the most ridiculous of all the silly... Fellow mystery ladies, sit down. I want to have a talk with you, all of you. Now you listen to me, you little...
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. For challenging, stimulating listening weekday mornings, hear Mary Margaret McBride and Dr. Norman Vincent Peale on NBC Radio. Mary Margaret effortlessly discusses major political policies, trends in women's fashions, the latest household helps, in fact, anything and everything. In her warm, friendly manner, she makes living a little easier each day. Once you've heard Mary Margaret McBride, you'll understand why thousands of people filled Madison Square Garden to pay tribute to her. Also on NBC, you'll have an opportunity to spend a few moments with a great man, the author of the best-selling book, The Power of Positive Thinking, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Dr. Peale invites you to share his thoughts as he answers questions sent him by his listeners. From other people's problems, you may find the answer to some of your own. But whether you have problems or not, you will find inspiration and insight when you listen to Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, weekday mornings over the NBC Radio Network.
I told those kids, Molly. I told them good.
Good.
I said, you kids, listen to me. Do you realize any one of you might have got bit by that dog, or stuck in that culvert, or hit by a ricocheting bullet, I said?
So dangerous, heavenly days.
I got real tough with them. I says, I'm not against you kids having secret club meetings, I says, but you can't have them in this old shack, I says.
So where are they going to have them?
In our garage.
Oh, you did get tough.
You betcha. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Kathy was played by Marion Richmond, Susie by Margie List, and the twins by Colleen Collins. This is John Wall saying be with us again tomorrow night when Mr. McGee finds a very intriguing slip of paper in an old wallet he's about to throw away. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.